This is a short introduction to my academic paper titled Sanctification Through Fire, The Intermediate State and Salvation from Judgment. This paper explores the often overlooked period between death and resurrection, the intermediate state. While many Protestants assume that sanctification ends at death, this study challenges that view. Instead, I argue that God's refining work continues beyond this life, purifying believers and preparing them for glorification. Drawing from Protestant, Catholic, and Orthodox traditions, I examine how each views post-mortem purification, from the Bema Seat judgment to purgatory to theosis. Scripture suggests that salvation is more than a one-time declaration. It is a journey, one that includes justification, sanctification, and eventual glorification. Hebrews 10 verse 14 says it well, "We are perfected, yet still being sanctified." I also incorporate philosophical reflections on time and the soul's experience after death. Whether the fire is symbolic or actual, the principle remains: nothing unclean will enter the presence of God. The fire refines, not condemns. If you've wondered what happens after death, or how to reconcile the justice, mercy, and love of God in final judgment, this paper offers a biblical and theological framework that brings those themes together. I present a unified model, showing that the intermediate state is not a holding cell but a stage of transformation, preparing believers for the resurrection and eternal communion with God. This is not an introductory overview, though a separate, concise, and condensed popular-level companion paper and audio version are available for download. I find these can be helpful, almost like an extension of the abstract found in the academic paper. Instead, this paper presents a structured proposal grounded in historical theology, biblical data, and analytic philosophy. If you're ready to think deeply about this subject, I invite you to download the full written version and explore the model in depth. Remember these wise words I once took to heart when studying scripture. If it's weird, it's important. What you know may not be so. Enjoy.